Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Do you have a famous name? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And, you know, do you have a name like Bradley Cooper?
No.
Or Brad Pitt?
No.
Do you have a name that is the same name as a famous person? And even more importantly, have you ever tried to get anything with it?
No.
Okay, so this is going to be a short conversation.
Is Colleen a famous name?
No, not at all. But Brady, my maiden name was Brady.
Did people ever say, are you from the Brady Bunch?
No, I mean, I got seriously teased as a child for having the last name Brady. But, you know, what's interesting about it, so that was when the only Brady was the Brady Bunch. Like, that was the only reference to Brady in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. There was also the guy that the Brady Bill is named after.
Yeah.
Mm. There also was Matthew Brady, who was a Civil War photographer, but not a lot of people know about him. But my point is, that was prior to the Patriots' very own...
Tom Brady.
Now, my father's name was...
Tom
Brady. So... I don't know. That was the closest I got to somebody with a famous name. But the reason I'm asking this, and by the way, 651-641-1071, do you have a famous name? Is I saw this article in, what is this publication? The Metro, Metro UK, about a gal who's a teacher, and her name is, and it's spelled exactly the same, Katy Perry. And she talks about what it was like to just have a famous name like Katy Perry, especially being a middle school teacher. So, of course, and she says, you know, basically the thing that everybody does is they say, oh, hey, your name is Katy Perry, like Katy Perry, the singer. And she's like, yep, I know. But I just thought that would be a unique thing. 651-641-1071.
If you do have a famous name, you probably have loads of stories.
Right? Because the thing I always wonder is when you give that name over the phone, I wonder how people react.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can't see you, they might assume that you are the famous one. And then you probably have to, you know, talk around that. Do we have any calls, Holly?
We do not.
Rude.
Holly Roberts, is that a famous name?
No. But it's one of those names... that when you Google search your own name,
mm-hmm.
a lot of other people have that
name.
So you have a name twin out there, name triplets out there. And it's like, oh, there is somebody who is existing in a completely different way that has my same exact name.
How dare they?
And then it freaks me out.
I can't with words right now. Hold on, let me start over.
Awkward.
Let me start over.
You're on the radio.
Have you ever reached out to a name twin or had a conversation with a name twin?
No.
I had a name twin try to rip me off at the bank.
Rude.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Check fraud. Yep.
And they legit had the exact same name?
Yep. And I don't know if it was the person or somebody was impersonating the it's a long story. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to say things out loud. But this was many, many years ago. There is somebody with my exact name who grew up just south of the Twin Cities, I think.
Oh, wow.
Like middle initial, same name.
Same thing.
Very similar. I think that person's a little younger than I am, but very similar. So occasionally things like that would pop up. And I think what had happened was we both had a bank account at the same bank. Checks were ordered. Or it might have been a person with the... I don't know. Anyway, it led to some, like, sketchy bank fraud experience that I had to, like, deal with in my 20s, which was not fun because I didn't really have a lot of money to spare at that point in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people start bouncing checks on your behalf, it's delightful.
Oofed. No, thank you. Yeah. So you have a negative experience with your name.
I do.
I have a name twin somewhere in the United States who's a chiropractor. And I used to get emails asking for chiropractic advice.
That's awesome. Did you give it? Like, well, if I were you...
In my professional opinion...
Just twist your body into a pretzel.
No, I didn't actually give advice. But I did hear from my name twin. Which, what else do you say when you have a name twin?
Nice name.
Hey, we have the same name.
Yeah, it's like people who, I'm trying to think of the other arbitrary twin. It's like when you meet another left-handed person, you're like, oh, cool, we're part of this club that nobody cares about.
Right, right. Holly, do we have any callers? Oh, we're going to wait for a moment. We're screening the call to find out if it really is the famous person. 651-641-1071. Do you share a name with a famous person? I always thought that would just be a bizarre experience to have the same name as a famous person.
Well, we have a story from someone who was by someone.
Okay, we'll work on that. That's fine.
We
can work with that.
We'll work with that.
Yeah, okay.
We'll work with anything at this point.
Let's go to Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Do you tell us your story?
Didn't happen to me, but I was behind a guy in line that was writing a check at like a CVS, and the cashier looked at him and said, "Does everybody make fun of your name?" And he goes, "All the time." And then he left, and the cashier looked at me when he left and he said, "That guy's name was Norman Bates."
That's
cool.
Okay, that is unfortunate.
Also, his parents must have had a sense of humor because presumably he was not as old.
Actually, I think he was. This was easily like 20, 30 years ago, so he could have been born before the actual.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That is so unfortunate.
That would be unfortunate.
Thank you for your call. Oh, that would be
my name is Charles Manson.
No.
Hey, Mom, I met a guy in college. What's his name? Charles. Oof.
That's the other thing. Like, I didn't even give any thought to that. Like, what it would be like to have a name that then became notorious because of some baddie that had it. Right? Like, that would not be a fun way to then go through life. Oh. And also, I could tell that this happened a long time ago when she said that he was writing a check at the CVS. Yeah.
Look at you.
Who else do we have, Hals?
All right. We have Leanne, who has a name twin out there.
Oh, Leanne Rhymes. Just kidding. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne, tell us about your name twin.
Well, I'll say my last name. I wasn't going to, but it's Leanne Carlstead. And we moved back from Arizona. I went to my doctor. And when I got there, they had pulled a chart. And I sat down and talked to her. And she said, "So how are the twins doing?" I've never had twins. And so I said, "I've never had twins." And they're like, "Well, aren't you Leanne Carlstead that lives out in Howard Lake, Waverly?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not." And so then come to find out that my former husband's father's, like, cousin married a woman named Leanne. And so we're sort of related even.
Oh, my gosh. How weird is that?
And then there was one other instance.
Did you ever call her and ask her how the twins were?
No, I Facebooked her one time. But then the one other time when we got back, I went to use my Dayton's card. That's when they're still dating.
Oh, God, yeah.
And they said, "We're sorry, but you're over your limit." And I'm like, "Over my limit. I just moved back to the state. I haven't used this card." And then they're like, "Well, aren't you Leanne Carlson that lives in like Waverly?" And I'm like, "No." And then I knew she was over her limit.
Oh, my word.
So that was just so bizarre.
That
we're related, too.
Well, and for that to have happened to you twice, like, who's not doing the right homework over there? Thank you, Leanne, for your call. Have a good day. And I hope that the other Leanne has figured out her limit at Dayton's.
Uh-huh. They don't have those.
I know.
That's so sad.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, okay, we've done such a deep dive into this story about Zac Efron in the breaks that I feel like what we're about to talk about will have changed from what we thought we were going to talk about. But Zac Efron's got a new girlfriend. And now we've got a whole story about how he fell in love with her. And it is just that, a story. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going over there, Trainer?
Amazing.
We got to talk about Zac Efron.
Do we ever?
And this whole segment has probably changed from how we thought we were going to talk about it, because we've learned some new information.
So here's the dealio, McSquirrelio, kids. Zac Efron, he fell in love. And we know who with, because we've talked about it this week, but we've learned some details about how they met. So we'll start with that, I think, and then we should back it up, flip it, and reverse it. Mm.
Do you know that that part of the song is her saying that backwards?
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
Okay, so Zac Efron.
Learn something new every day.
Had his heart stolen, I would argue.
Oh.
By a young woman, 25 years young, named Vanessa Valladares. Now, Zac is 32 years beautiful, and he's been laying low in the popular coastal town of Australia, coastal region areas, known as Belongal Beach, or Belongel. I don't know how you say Belongal. What?
I'm going to go with Belongal.
Okay.
And not Belongel. Belongel.
Because is it French?
It's French.
It's Australian French. It's Australian for French. Belongal Beach. That's where he's been staying. Well, we finally know how these two met. Vanessa Valladares, she was working at a coffee shop, you'll remember. Mm-hmm. Zac just came in. We were like, did she give him a nice frothy latte? Who knows? Who knows? But now we know. Because according to a source talking to Who?
Are you asking me Who?
No, that was a statement.
Okay.
A source told Who? That's a magazine.
Oh.
This week.
I don't know.
A source told Who this week the couple were introduced by, now wait for it, the couple were introduced by Vanessa's boss and quickly hit it up. I know, just put a pin in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Introduced by Vanessa's boss and quickly hit it off. This week, the loved up duo were photographed holding hands around Byron Bay. It's understood that Vanessa has now quit her waitressing job and is living with Zac in his rental property. So I've seen this story multiple times that this woman quit her job. She just happened to be working at this beautiful little out-of-the-way cafe that's totally vegan and everybody looks like well-coiffed on the website. She was just doing her thing, flipping through her flip-flops on the beach and making vegan lattes, doing the thing. And Zac Efron, clink, clink, that's the sound of the bell when the door opens. She turns, what? Zac Efron looks, she looks, their eyes meet. Mm. She serves him a coconut latte, and the rest is history, man. That's what they would have you believe, right? Because that's what all these stories say. Well, interesting, because earlier today we got a blind item, didn't we, Holly?
Yeah. Blinded
by the item. Here's our blind item from our good friend NT Lawyer. Just when you think this A-minus list actor was out of the clutches of the Svengali who has controlled much of his life, then you realize that Sober Coach was sent by the Svengali, and she has been used for several projects by him.
Which, Colleen, what is that saying?
I mean, it's saying a lot of weird stuff, but to us, it says that Mohammed Al-Turki, who is responsible for a lot of the naughty, terrible things that Zac has found himself, wrapped up in, et cetera, that she was sent to. So yesterday we learned that she is not just a girlfriend, she's probably a sober coach. But that she was actually commissioned by Mohammed Al-Turki. So what's interesting, and the reason why I gasped and we stuck a pin in it when you said that she said that they were introduced by her boss, is that we think that maybe it's Mohammed Al-Turki that she's referring to as her boss.
Ding, ding, ding.
And not the owners of the general store, the restaurant she works at, yeah, who are Ben Gordon and Phil Taylor. Go on.
Okay, so here's the thing. Put a pin in those two. But for right now, essentially, listener, for those of you like, I don't have my tinfoil hat on, I don't know what you're saying. What we're saying is Zac Efron has had a rough go of things with drugs and alcohol. He became sober. And then there were all these like reports about some other stuff going on earlier this year, which indicated maybe he wasn't sober anymore, and that he needed to get back on track. Then all of a sudden, like he essentially disappears, shows up in Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are all these stories about how he's just going to live in Australia now. He's done with Hollywood, man. He's just trying to like live his life and relax. And then all of a sudden he just happens to show up with a woman. Well, what this blind item, as Colleen has laid out, is saying is, so the guy that he was all up in the drugs and alcohol with and partying and yachting, that's a big, long story. Which frequently, you know, relies on the resource of young women as models mm-hmm. to do things.
Mm-hmm.
That the guy that was all buddy-buddy with Zach during this time, and just Google pictures of them, you'll see that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That all of a sudden he has re-entered Zach's life and sent him a, quote, sober coach in the form of Vanessa Balladares. Interesting.
Super interesting.
And so, again, to just reiterate what you stated so clearly, this article says that, according to a source, the couple were introduced by Vanessa's boss. Well, maybe the boss isn't the head of the cafe. Maybe mm-hmm. the boss is Mohammed Al Turki.
Oh. Which is really interesting. So then what did I do? I went to see, I'm going to tell you. I went to the General Store Byron Bay website,
mm-hmm.
byrongeneralstore.com,
because
mm-hmm. I was like, tell me more about the people who own this cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's owned by these two guys, Ben Gordon and Phil Taylor. One of them is like a guitarist for a metal band,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Metalcore band Parkway Drive. His name is Ben Gordon. I'm sorry. Did I say he was a guitarist? He's the drummer. It doesn't really matter. What matters, though, is that I did try to find out if there was any intersection with them and Mohammed Al Turki. And there isn't that I can see. But I still think we need to keep our eye on that place because the Instagram is very reminiscent of some other accounts that maybe are showcasing ladies.
Now, there was
hire.
An article that said that Vanessa was only working here because of the pandemic, saying that she was working to get some extra money, meaning that her work at the Byron Bay General Store could just be literally like, oh, I needed to pick up some extra cash. Because it wasn't like this
because,
is,
you know, the yachting business was slow.
Yeah.
Or somebody was like, maybe she should get a job because my friend Zac Efron's going to show up mm-hmm. and needs to see her face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, get those tinfoil hats out. We've got some celebrities behaving badly to tell you about. We call them D-bags. We're going to tell you about them after this. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
We have a name for him. That name is...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-Bag?
Kanye West. Because...
Oh, wow.
We should have talked about this yesterday. Ding dong. Because at the point when you find yourself seeking medical help because you've been texting too much, the answer should also include putting your phone down.
Put your phone down.
Kanye West got lidocaine and cortisone shot for apparent wrist injury. Quote, too much texting, bro. He posted this on his Twitter, a video. Thank you very much. Needle phobes, my apologies. A video of him getting the injection of lidocaine and dexamethasone.
I don't know what that is.
That would be lidocaine and a cortisone shot in his thumbular area, like right above your thumb.
Okay.
He said that he was there because he had a wrist injury from texting too much. Put the phone down.
I have some people in my life that are going to need one of them shots.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because none of you can relate.
No, I know. I was just about to say, mine is more of a scroller. So I'm wondering if there's like a special injury that happens just from scrolling.
Do you have one with the beep, 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 pew?
What?
That kind of injury, you know, when you're playing on your phone.
And like pressing over and over again.
Yeah. I do just also, can I just read you, though, also part of the tweet, which tells you that things weren't working well? Too much texting, bro, he wrote. Had to get the cortisone mixed with a whittle sprinkle of lidocaine. And he spelled whittle? It whittle. W-I-T-T-L-E.
That's adorable.
A whittle sprinkle of lidocaine. That's all. That's all I got. I just put the phone down.
God,
just,
how bougie can you be that you're like, I have to go to the hospital to get a shot because I've been on my phone too much.
Right. Again, indicator that you should just put the phone down.
Although I will say from like holding my phone at night when I'm in bed, I feel like, do you ever like lose feeling in your hand and you have to put your hand down?
No,
like your hand falls asleep.
I honestly don't use my phone a whole lot in bed.
Oh, I do.
Unless I can't sleep and then I'm like up and I'm like, I try to get back to sleep and then I'm like, oh, no, you're just awake. So
no, I used to sit in front on the couch in front of my TV before I went to bed. Now I just lay upright or lay horizontal in my bed and scroll.
I will tell you what does happen in the middle of the night when I get my phone and I'm scrolling through the socials. I will start to fall asleep.
And then and it my hits you in the
thumb,
face.
No, my thumb will rest on something and then I'll, you know, wake up like, oh, no, I must be falling
asleep.
And I realize like I probably just liked somebody's.
I always have that.
Something that I'm cyber stalking.
Yeah, I always have that fear like when I'm in the bathroom that I'm going to like.
Tell me about your bathroom fears.
Well, do you ever like I'll hold my phone. Well, see, you don't have this problem. So like I can do two things at once. Mm. I mean, I guess you could do two things at once, too. But I can maneuver one thing with one hand and maneuver the phone with the other. And I'm always like paranoid that I'm going to like take a photo and send it to somebody.
My girlfriend,
finagling the one thing.
My girlfriend the other day was like
going to the bathroom to be clear.
Yeah. Thank you. My girlfriend the other day was like, oh, I've been watching this show in the shower. And I'm like, no, you can't bring your phone into the shower with you. That thing's got a camera on it. No, I was scared by that, but she was fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am not scared.
I am the person who has like a little door over my camera.
Yeah.
On my computer.
Because Colleen's afraid that the Russians are going to like peep on her.
Anybody. I don't want anybody peeping on me.
Peep away. That's what I say. Okay, really don't. Please don't peep. Mm-hmm. But I do worry about that. Like I'm going to. You know, like drop my phone and in the process, like take a picture of my junk and send it off to some stranger.
Well, now I know.
Hey.
What is that? Or like, have you ever, like, I've had that happen where you call me on FaceTime and I'm like, oh, don't pick up, don't swipe, don't move. And then I'm going to hit accept and I'm like, you know, pooping.
I always just have to fear the accidental like on something.
Yeah,
that's my big fear. But Bradley is worried that he's going to accidentally answer FaceTime while he's
on the toilet.
Okay, fun.
I know I'm not alone.
That would be all a right. surprise if someday you did.
Can you imagine like, oh, sorry, FaceTime. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, whoops. Okay, bye.
Turns out I actually do have a D-bag for you.
Oh my gosh, you don't say.
Yay. I do. And my D-bag is none other than Katie Holmes' boyfriend.
Ooh.
So apparently she has a new boyfriend, and his name is Emilio Vitolo. Mm,
this is the guy that she was out, you know, at a cafe with.
A cafe?
Yeah, they went to the cafe.
Cafe? Was it my grandmother Doolittle's Air Cafe?
No, it was just a nice little street cafe in the New York City in the Manhattan.
Well, he's somewhat of a boy toy. He's 33 to Katie Holmes, 40.
She's going to be like 41 or 42. Yeah,
so that's not like huge difference in age, but a little younger. Anyway, it turns out that he was engaged when he hooked up with Katie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not only was he engaged, he dumped his fiance by text moments before photos of them canoodling went public.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Look at this. Not only a chef, but an aspiring actor. He's 33. He sent the breakup text to his fiance, Rachel Emmons, 24, on the same day the photos were published of him cozying up to Holmes on a date,
mm-mm,
ending their 18-month-long engagement without mentioning a new fling.
Yeah, that's not okay.
She apparently had no idea what was going on.
Wait, the fiance.
Correct.
Okay, because I read a headline.
Yeah.
I didn't read the rest of the article because it's 2020 and we don't do that.
Yeah.
But I did read a headline that said basically that Katie Holmes was quite aware of the fact that he had a fiance.
I mean, hopefully she's done her due diligence. Apparently they had concrete wedding plans in the works.
Oof.
And now she is left with bad press and forced to move home.
Oh, and like being visually assaulted with all the pictures of her ex-fiance canoodling with Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm. As for Holmes, the friend who was a source noted, nobody really knows if Katie was aware he was with Rachel. If she did, it's a bad example to set for her daughter. I like how they shame her. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's enough shame to go around.
I don't think I like this boyfriend for her.
Yeah, I don't think I like her.
Well, that too.
If this is what she's...
If she knew this going in. I swear I saw that. Hold on a second. I got to find the headline because I should have made her... I mean, I was going to... Nope, I wasn't. But I thought that was D-baggy. And I would have made Katie Holmes my D-bag for that. But yeah, no, they've confirmed their romance. They are being seen all over the streets of New York,
mm-hmm, yeah,
playing tonsil hockey with their masks around their chin.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely saw a headline that basically was like, oh no, Katie Holmes was like, new.
Who knows? Because you don't know who's saying what, but it's hard to... For me to believe that a woman of Katie Holmes' stature doesn't understand the truth of what's going, mm-hmm, on with any man that she's with, this is a woman who pulled a fast one on Tom Cruise.
True.
The most powerful actor in all of Hollywood. So if she's able to, like, get out from under that mess,
I
feel like she knew what was going on with Mr. Vitolo.
I'm curious about him, too, because you said he's an aspiring actor.
Actor, and he works at his family's restaurant, which... I love how they say that he's a chef and an aspiring actor. Well, it looks like he's working for the family business. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really call that chefery.
Whoopi Goldberg is a fan.
Of?
His pasta, according to his Instagram account. Now, remember a blind item concerning Katie Holmes?
No.
And the fact that she was using pictures from chefs on the Food Network on a dating website?
That's right.
So she landed a man with fake Rachel Ray photos.
Mm-hmm. The name of his family's restaurant, it's in
Olive
the
Garden.
Nolita area. It's called Emilio's Bellato.
Ooh, what's a bellato?
I don't know, but I want to eat it, I think. Do I want to eat it? And apparently it's a place where a lot of celebrities hang out.
Oh, of course it is.
So it's a whole thing.
Emilio's Bellato.
Mm.
It looks...
Ooh, it looks cute. It looks tiny. What?
I'm just
He's
reading.
Also Joni adjacent.
Ooh.
He is friends with Joni. He has pictures of them in his Instagram account. He said, birthday boy, love you. That was last year.
They get four out of five stars on Yelp.
I will say the pictures all over the walls of Emilio's Bellato are of celebrities, and they have like canvases on the wall that are autographed by big celebrities.
They
clearly are very celeb forward.
Their tagliatelle alla bolognese looks not very photographic.
Not photographable.
It looks like a dog did something on a plate.
Oh.
But I'm sure it's tasty.
Here's what he had to say in 2018.
$19 for caprese salad. Okay, go ahead. What?
Emilio said this on July 4th, 2018. Honestly, just trying to enjoy my spritz with my friends and all these freaking paparazzi chasing me around. I am famous, okay? Deal, period, with, period, it. Yes, I'm friends with Nick Jonas. Yes, I'm friends with Joe Jonas. Yes, I'm friends with somebody else who I don't know. Deal, period, with, period, it.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So that's okay. Who Katie Holmes okay. is hooking up with.
Poor okay. Katie. Katie, you can
run,
do girl.
Turn around and run. He does not sound like a fun time.
What's his name again?
Emilio.
No. Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
You're right. Sorry. I was like, that's the name of the restaurant, but that's also his name. Yeah.
Emilio Vitolo.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 33. Aspiring actor.
I mean, okay. What do you think she can sees
do
in him?
She can do better. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have another D-bag to get with. His name is Pierce Morgan, and we'll tell you about it after this on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Oh, geez. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
And sometimes we have a whole lot of D-bag, like so much D-bag that we have to do a whole other segment. We call it a D-bag double down.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Double down on this bag of deep. Pierce Morgan.
Okay, he usually shows up
right
as a D-bag.
He's a frequent flyer, although some Pierce Morgan is trash. Let's be clear. I want you to imagine what Pierce Morgan's response to the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is. Just, you know, just give me your off-the-cuff babadaboo.
Well, I mean, I already think he doesn't think highly of the Kardashians.
Correct.
If I recall correctly, he has called Kim Kardashian in particular names in the past that are synonymous with, like, sex workers. But the derogatory Sloot? Terms. More Hooker? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true, but that's my memory. So I just think he doesn't think highly of them. He doesn't think that they have talent. Yes. He doesn't think they have any reason to have risen to the place where they are.
Yes, and what does Pierce Morgan what is Pierce Morgan also guilty of? I'm asking you a question you don't have.
I mean, he's like a dumpster arsonist.
A dumpster arsonist. I like that. Okay, so let's just be clear about what he said. So in response to the news, because he's got a microphone, he has a show in the UK called This Morning. And so he's going to be like us, showing up for work each day with opinions. His opinion about the Keeping Up with the Kardashians story was thus and such. After 14 years of the show being on, he just cut to the chase and said, this family is a bunch of average looking Dumbo bimbos.
Oh. Alrighty.
He goes on to say on Good Morning Britain, or This Morning.
I think it's Good Morning.
It is Good Morning. There's another show which apparently he was on called This Morning. Anyway.
Okay. And then there's another
a lot of
one.
Mornings.
He'll
happening.
Be on tomorrow called Tomorrow Morning.
Tomorrow Morning. And then a week from now, yesterday.
And then it'll be called next week.
A fortnight. Anyway. Okay. So this 55-year-old turd across the pond, this windbag of Schmeichel matter, set up the Kardashians that they are a bunch of average, very average looking Dumbo bimbos. Quote, they've taken us to the cleaners, not a brain cell between them. He went on to say, they're a bunch of talentless wastrels who've made billions by conning the world that there's something compelling about them. And the few times I accidentally caught it on TV, I could literally feel my brain cells starting to erode. So he does that thing where, to be fair, a lot of people do that thing with the Kardashians, and they just write them off as, like, dumb and ruining society by being so vapid.
Like, they're the thing that's wrong.
He said, watching their show, I could feel myself getting more stupid. They've done nothing to make the world, or nothing but make the world more stupid. And I'm afraid that the end of the Kardashians is a moment for, it's a rare moment in a horrible year when we should come together as a country in a moment of national jubilation. So he's really just bringing it home.
Yeah, he
now,
is.
To be fair, a lot of what he said would probably be echoed by many of our listeners. Like, you can hear people out there going, yes, because we get the emails.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to talk about the Kardashians all the time? I hate the Kardashians. Well, we've tried to explain why we think they're culturally relevant and occasionally deign ourselves to speak about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But he also does that thing that celebrities often do. Celebrities like Piers Morgan, who like to poo-poo things that they don't agree with or they think that are culturally, you know, insignificant, right?
Yes.
But then he does that thing where he goes, quote, I used to hang out with them. Kim and I got on fine until the moment she started doing topless selfies and flipping the bird with Emily Ratajkowski and claiming it was in the name of feminism and liberation for women. What a load of nonsense. I don't like the idea of their gazillion followers, young and impressionable girls thinking this is how you get on in life.
So where's he does the audible that thing eye roll?
That
oh,
he did with,
my word.
With whom? Another woman.
I'm trying to remember who it was that he did this with.
Megan.
Oh, it was Meghan Markle. Yeah, because yes. He was like, because really what it is that he's butt hurt because they didn't kiss his butt.
Yes. Yeah,
this was Piers Morgan's statement about Meghan Markle.
Because he's a big
hold on,
turd.
We have a couple key change. Hold on.
Yes, Piers? Okay. And
also? There it is.
Thank you. Piers Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing to...
Glad we could quote him accurately.
Yes. Me too. That is an actual recording of him speaking.
He is a giant sphincter. Piers Morgan. Human sphincter.
Anyway, back to Piers Morgan. It is exactly what you said. It's
Piers
like
nerd.
He shows himself at some point when he says,
I used to hang out with her.
And then it goes on and you're like, oh, okay, I see why you think they're big. What did he call them? Something bimbos?
Very average looking Dumbo bimbos.
Dumbo bimbos. Now we know why you feel that way, because they stopped giving you the time of day.
But if Kim Kardashian had like invited him over for dinner, Piers Morgan would be the first to go, right? But because he doesn't get the cultural approval that he longs for, mm-hmm. he makes fun of that. Who does that sound like?
Oh, I don't. I'm trying to think of who else. I can't put my finger on it.
I think you can. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to?
No.
I didn't think so.
Anyway, so that's my story about Piers Morgan. He is a giant turd, and I look forward to him reviewing our show.
You know what? Here's the thing. We should actually tag him in this.
Oh, God.
He'll listen. Hi, Piers.
Hi.
And then he'll write some foul something or another about us. He'll call us obvious names, you know, based on what little he can glean from pictures of us and the words we've said about him. And at the end of the day, you know, listen.
Talentless wastrels.
I mean, I don't even know what a wastrel is.
I don't know.
But I did want to say this about Piers Morgan. He really just likes to set fire to things and then pleasure himself while other people talk about, the things that he set fire to. I mean, that seriously is all he does. That is what his game is. And it works, I guess, for him. And he sleeps at night, so it's all good. So he can keep doing that if he wants to, but I'm probably not going to, you know, and I'm not going to listen to him. I got my own opinions. I don't need to borrow his. Also, Dumbo Bimbo.
Well, yeah, that's just an odd turn of phrase, right? Yeah. When you say dumb bimbo, not Dumbo Bimbo. Dumbo Bimbo.
I mean, is he calling them flying elephants?
Yeah, or like Bozo the Clown's friend?
And he does that thing. The few times I accidentally caught it on television, I could literally feel my brain cells starting to erode. First of all, I don't know that you've ever watched the Kardashians, because really?
Or if you do happen upon it and then you keep watching that, that's not an accident, that's a choice.
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, question, did you turn the heat on last night? 651-641-1071, no judgment. Did you turn the heat on or did you leave it off and suffer in silence? 651-641-1071, give us a call. We'll talk to you after this on My Talk 1071.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.